Intermittent fasting, the ultimate beginner's diet guide for both women and men to lose weight and burn fat with the secret of clean eating. Written by Timothy Moore, read by Eric Boudreau. Introduction. I want to thank you and congratulate you for downloading this audio program, Intermittent Fasting, the ultimate beginner's diet guide for both women and men to lose weight and burn fat with the secret of clean eating. Intermittent fasting is a phenomenon that is currently one of the world's most popular health and fitness trends. It involves a process of following alternating cycles of fasting and eating. This book contains proven steps and strategies on how to fast intermittently for weight loss and also examines the concept of clean eating. By listening to this audiobook, you will learn practical and time-proven arts and practices that, if religiously followed, will create youthful, vibrant, exuberant, radiant, and totally a different you. Thanks again for downloading this audiobook. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. Why Fast? The art of fasting has been observed by humans and even animals since thousands of years. However, sometimes it was done primarily out of necessity when there wasn't any food available, or instinctively when sickness occurs, as in practice by some animals and as in advocated for humans. Various religions have adopted this practice for ages. The orthodox ones like Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, and the new generation religions mandate some form of fasting from time to time. These, they teach, will keep the mind and body in sync with the universe. We all need to understand that fasting is totally natural and that our bodies and organs are very well equipped to handle extended periods of not eating. The human body is built in such a way that it initiates a series of changes and processes that save it during the periods of lack of food. Examples include repair processes in our cellular tissues, hormones, and genes. Fasting has been known from medieval times by various traditions and religions to be the spiritual tool for clearing the clutter of debris in the colon and for achieving youthfulness, buoyancy, insight, and a clear aura. What is intermittent fasting? The term, also known as IF, encompasses a series of eating patterns and observances that cycle between a period of fasting and non-fasting within a specified period. It is a prevalent and currently trending health and fitness practice that is backed up by time-proven and well-researched results. Several intermittent fasting methods are available today, all of which split the day, week, or any other specified period into eating periods and fasting periods. Fasting occurs naturally every day while we sleep. Intermittent fasting can mean as simple a practice as extending that fast a little longer. This can be done by skipping breakfast, eating your first meal at noon, and your dinner maybe at about 8 p.m. There are different expert opinions on what can be taken during the fasting periods. Some experts advocate drinking only water. Another group suggests drinking tea or coffee only, without milk or sugar, or consuming zero-calorie drinks with artificial sweeteners. Others go for modified fasting, which involves a limited intake of calories, e.g. 20% of daily allowance, during the fasting sessions rather than none at all. A fasting session that is expected to last up to 24 hours should be carried out under a doctor's supervision in order to prevent life-threatening changes in the gastrointestinal system or circadian rhythm. The research concluded that fasting is unlikely to have much effect on conditions like aging, but rather on especially obesity, unless if it is done while eating clean diets such as Mediterranean diets. Intermittent fasting has been discovered to be immense of benefits to healthy and obese adults for reducing basal insulin, triglycerides, and blood glucose in shorter fasting periods, shorter than 24 hours. Intermittent fasting and your hormones. The human body stores energy, calories, as body fat. When we desist from or restrict eating, our bodies change in several ways to make this stored energy more accessible. Some of these changes include changes in metabolism, activities of the nervous system, including a change in hormones and hormonal balance. They may range from, number 1, changes in insulin level. Insulin increases as we eat and decreases dramatically when we fast. Number 2, changes in the human growth hormone, HGH. HGH is a hormone that can aid loss of body fat and muscle gain, among other things. Recorded growth hormone levels may increase rapidly during a fasting period, sometimes increasing by as much as 5 times. Number 3, Changes in norepinephrine, noradrenaline. This is sent by the nervous system to the fat cells, allowing them to break down body fat into free fatty acids that can be burned for energy. It is trite to note that medical advice is indispensable in this practice as individual differences exist in our bodies. Chapter 2. Why lose weight? Needless to say, excessive body weight or obesity, which is also the case of having a high body mass index, is virtually the number one killer of Americans, Europeans, and other first world populations today. Excessive body weight is usually caused by excessive consumption of fats and oils, sugars, refined carbohydrates, and alcohol. States of emotional depression, stress, or boredom may also contribute to weight gain. It has been associated with such diseases as diabetes, cancer, heart disease, etc. The body loses weight when it is spending more energy than when it derives from nutrition. It will then resort to stored reserves from fat or muscle, gradually leading to depletion in weight. In medical health or physical fitness context, weight loss refers to a reduction in the total mass of the body due to a mean loss of fluid, body fat, or adipose tissue, including bone material deposits, muscle, tendon, and other connective tissue. Weight loss can happen unintentionally, for example, in cases of malnourishment or due to an underlying disease. It may also be intentional, whereby a conscious effort is made to improve an actual or perceived overweight or obese state. Intentional weight loss is commonly known as slimming. For weight loss to be persistent, there must be permanent changes in diet and lifestyle as well. Unexplained weight loss that is not as a result of reduction in calorie intake or due to exercise is known as cachexia, and may be a symptom of a serious underlying health problem. The weight loss industry. There is a big market for products which promise to make weight loss easier, quicker, cheaper, more reliable, or less painful. These range from books, DVDs, CDs, creams, lotions, pills, rings and earrings, body wraps, body belts, and other materials, fitness centers, clinics, personal coaches, weight loss groups, and food products and supplements. Intermittent fasting and weight loss. The main reason why intermittent fasting works for weight loss is that it helps you eat fewer calories. All of the different methods and programs involve skipping meals during the fasting periods. Unless you compensate by eating much more during the eating periods, then you will be taking in fewer calories. According to the research carried out in 2014, intermittent fasting was found to be able to reduce body weight by 3 to 8% over a 3 to 24-week period. Upon examining the rate of weight loss, people lost about 0.55 pounds, 0.25 kilograms, per week with intermittent fasting, but 1.65 pounds, 0.75 kilograms per week with alternate day fasting. It is worthwhile to note that intermittent fasting is beneficial in a lot of ways. The body's metabolic processes benefit, chronic diseases are prevented, and longer life is guaranteed. Go way beyond just weight loss. Chapter 3. Clean eating. Clean eating simply means the eating of more of the best and healthiest options in each of the food groups, and eating less of the not-so-healthy ones. This means embracing whole foods like vegetables, fruits, and whole grains, plus healthy proteins and fats. It also means cutting down the consumption of refined grains, pesticides, additives, preservatives, unhealthy fats, and copious amounts of sugar and salt. It may also mean the avoidance of smoking or excessive consumption of alcohol, or simply the practice of avoiding highly refined foods with ingredients you'd need a dietitian to help you pronounce. 7 tips for clean eating. Number 1. Live more on fruits and vegetables. It is funny but true that a lot of people are not eating enough fruits and veggies. Fruits and vegetables are among the most important forms of food that the body needs to perform well. They form the defense blocks of the body and protect it against a lot of chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, and obesity. The fiber they contain also helps to keep the beneficial bacteria in the gut healthy so as to be able to protect the body from chronic diseases and also improve mood. Number 2. Whole grain is the way to go. The cleanest whole grains are the ones that have undergone the least processing. The more in their just harvested state they are, the better. Examples of whole grains include quinoa, wild rice, and oats. While some people abstain from eating any processed grains, we consider whole wheat pasta and whole grain bread made with simple ingredients a good example of eating clean. Sometimes all you need is a hearty slice of avocado toast or a bowl of pasta. Be wary of whole grain claims on product labels, though. For packaged whole grain foods to be clean, whole grains should be the primary ingredient listed on the short, recognizable ingredient list and should have low sugar levels, if any. When you swap out refined carbohydrates like white pasta, sugar, and white bread for whole grains, you'll enjoy more fiber, antioxidants, inflammation-fighting phytonutrients, etc. Naturally, people who eat more whole grains have an easier time losing weight and keeping it off long-term. Number 3. Reduce your meat intake. More and more research suggests that cutting down on meat is healthier for you and also for the planet. Veganism isn't a requirement for clean eating, though, but moderate consumption of meat and meat-based products enables the body to control weight gain, thus helping to protect the heart and keep blood pressure normal. A plant-based diet helps boost the fiber, healthy fats and vitamins, and minerals in your body. Meat and meat-based products are best consumed in their most natural forms. The closer they are to their natural habitat, the better they are. Suitable examples include grass-fed beef, wild-caught salmon, etc. Number 4. Reduce your intake of processed foods. The problem is not with all the processed foods. Technically, when we chop, mix, and cook at home, we are processing our food. The problem is that so much of processed foods available at the grocery store today undergo too much processing. Nature certainly didn't paint those chips that neon color or orange or make blue-hued or give those certain cereals candy color. You have to moderate the consumption of refined grains, foods that you can't readily discern their compositions, and foods that contain partially hydrogenated oils. Your best bets are clean processed foods like plain yogurt, cheese, whole wheat pasta, and packaged baby spinach in shops. Number 5. Reduce your sugar intake. Today's world is so sweet. A lot of sugar is being consumed. To have a cleaner diet, cut down on added sugars by limiting sweets like soda, candy, and baked goods. Keep an eye on sugars added to healthier foods like yogurt, choose plain, tomato sauce, and cereal. Go for foods without sugar as the main ingredient, or for those that have minimal levels of sugar content. These ones have sugar listed at the bottom of the ingredient list. You shouldn't worry much about naturally occurring sugars in fruits and dairy. They are packaged with fiber, protein, or fat to help reduce the effect of sugar on insulin levels. They also deliver nutrients, ensuring that you are not just getting empty, sugary calories. Number 6. Watch your sodium intake. Packaged foods contain a lot of sodium, which is used as a preservative. Consuming high amounts of these kinds of food exposes you to high salt intakes. Homemade and fresh foods are more preferable. To help control salt while you cook, flavor your food with herbs and spices, citrus and vinegar instead. Salt use should be for tastiness purpose only. A better option is coarse sea salt or kosher salt. It can add punch when sprinkled on dishes at the end of cooking, and they contain less sodium when compared to table salt. Number 7. Protect the ecosystem. Our ecosystem is better preserved and protected when we eat clean. Our food naturally requires the exploitation of a lot of natural resources to get to our plates. Modern fishing practices also have their fair share of the blame. The Mediterranean diet. This diet represents a typical example of clean eating. The Mediterranean diet was developed through the eating habits of the Spanish, Greek, and Italian populations around 1940 and 1950. It represents their legacies expressed in symbols, rituals, knowledge, and cultural practices. It equally represents their farming and fishing practices and expresses their traditions regarding processing and cooking of food. The basic aspects of this diet include proportionately high consumption of olive oil,